Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, let's start this deep dive. Today, we're pulling back the curtain a bit on some articles students have been reading this week in the Juice app. Okay, so let's unpack this first one. It is a serious story coming out of Boulder, Colorado, covers an attack. The article really focuses on an incident targeting Jewish activists at a volunteer event.
Right, and the source provides some difficult details. It says the attacker used homemade incendiary devices, things like Molotov cocktails, even reports of lit gasoline from a garden hose.
Wow, that sounds just incredibly dangerous. And targeted. The article reports 8 victims were injured, and the ages range pretty widely, 52 up to 88, one person critically hurt. It also notes these were volunteers with a group called Run for Their Lives, advocating for hostage releases in Gaza.
The source identifies the suspect, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, 45. He's in custody, charged with a federal hate crime. And authorities, according to the article, are looking at it as a targeted terror attack, you know, an ideologically motivated violence.
The article also includes some really troubling details about the alleged motive. It reports the suspect yelled "Free Palestine" during the attack and later apparently told officers he did it to avenge my people. Colorado's Governor Jared Polis is quoted saying, "It's just, well, unfathomable to face another anti-Semitic attack so soon after other events."
So, yeah, the article really presents this as a reported act of violence. Specific alleged motives, legal consequences, the timing. It's all based on authority statements and witness accounts as presented in the source. So when talking with students, you could use this to explore that difference between holding beliefs and the actions taken to express them. How does violence change how people see any cause? Does it help?
Yeah, what are constructive ways to advocate versus, you know, destructive ones? It helps them process not just the event itself, but the bigger picture of different kinds of action reported in the news. Okay, let's shift gears dramatically now, moving to something completely different.
Yes, definitely a change of pace. Sports next, an article covering the NHL and NBA finals matchups.
All right, so NHL first. The source says it's a rematch. Edmonton Oilers versus the Florida Panthers. Florida won last year, so they're defending the title.
Right, and the article describes this Oilers team now as older, wiser, and definitely more physical. Actually, quite similar in intensity to Florida. It even quotes an NHL analyst, Mike Rupp, who called them the two nastiest teams left.
Okay, then over in the NBA Finals, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Indiana Pacers. And a key detail the article points out, neither team has ever won a championship. So history in the making either way.
You can use these sports examples like the Oilers working to get back, the Pacers facing a tough challenge to talk about hard work, improving over time, that feeling of excitement and pressure when aiming for a goal. How can students connect that to their own lives? School, sports, hobbies, whatever. It makes perseverance feel, well, real.
Good stuff. Okay, next up, we're going back in time a bit. Ancient philosophy.
Yes, this article features a quote of the day from Confucius. The quote is, "By three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is the bitterest."
And the article gives a little background. Confucius lived a long time ago, 551 to 479 BCE. Chinese philosopher, teacher, political figure. His teachings, put together in the Analects, focused on things like ethical behavior, social harmony, respect, and cultivating ren, which means something like benevolence or humaneness.
Right. He believed that individuals working on their own morality, you know, self-improvement, would lead to a better society overall. Confucianism became hugely influential in China and East Asia, and the article notes he's still studied and respected worldwide.
So that quote, again, reflection, imitation, experience. The article seems to be asking us to think about how we learn wisdom through these different paths. This quote is a fantastic starting point for talking with students about learning itself, isn't it?
Definitely. Ask them how they learn best. Can they think of times they learn by reflecting, by imitating someone, or... yeah, through a tough experience, the bitterest way, which clicks most with them.
The next article is about a UK man meeting the person who saved his life with a stem cell donation, someone from Clear across the globe.
It's a powerful story about Luke Melling, who was very ill with Hodgkin's lymphoma in Australia, needed a stem cell transplant.
And they couldn't find a match for him in Australia, but incredibly, they found one on the UK registry.
That match was Alistair Hawken. He'd signed up for the NHS registry way back in 2008, just wanting to help if needed.
So Alistair donates his stem cells. It's a complex process, the article notes, but he recovered fairly quickly.
And then these cells were sent, you know, all the way to Australia. Luke got the transplant. And the amazing outcome, the article reports, is both men are healthy now. Luke even ran a marathon.
That's incredible. And the story peaks when they finally met recently. Luke traveled to the UK. The article quotes Luke describing it, a huge hug, a moment I'll never forget.
And Alistair is quoted hoping their story inspires others to donate.
And the reflect question really captures it. How can acts of kindness change the way we see the world or ourselves? It's a perfect discussion starter.
Okay, switching gears again. Back to international news, the conflict in Ukraine.
Right. This article reports on recent peace talks between Russia and Ukraine held in Turkey. The main point from the source seems to be they ended with, well, not much progress. A lasting ceasefire still seems far off.
And significantly, the talks followed a Ukrainian drone attack deep inside Russia. The source uses words like stunning to describe it. Ukraine's President Zelensky is reported saying 117 drones were smuggled in, operated remotely. But despite that reported military success, the peace talks themselves only really resulted in agreeing to a prisoner exchange. No other major advances. And the reflect question here fits perfectly. What do you think makes it hard for leaders to find peace after a long conflict?
Yeah, it uses the article's examples, the attacks, the lack of trust, potential future plans to discuss those challenges. Why is it so hard?
It encourages thinking about conflict resolution on a larger scale, maybe drawing very cautious parallels to smaller situations they know, but always stressing the huge complexity of international conflict.
Okay, and finally, our last article for this deep dive. It brings us to a cultural observance happening right now.
Yes, focusing on June being Pride Month. The article explains it's a time recognized globally for celebrating LGBTQ plus cultures, identities, and histories.
The source traces it back to the Stonewall Riots in 1969, New York City, described as an uprising against a police raid. Those early marches were about gay and lesbian rights. Then it grew. President Clinton declared June Gay and Lesbian Pride Month in 1999, and President Obama expanded it to the whole LGBTQ plus spectrum in 2011.
Right. And today, the article points out, there are events in most major U.S. cities and around the world. It gives examples, showing the diversity now.
It's interesting how the article shows that evolution, you know, from protest roots, the uprising, to this widespread celebration and reflection now. And the thought question here is a really nice way to connect it to students' own lives. What is something you've seen or done that helps someone feel accepted and included? Well, these articles certainly cover a lot of ground, don't they? Global conflict, human kindness, sports, philosophy, cultural celebrations, a real snapshot. Well, we hope this deep dive into some of the articles from The Juice this week has been useful for you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.